So my mother went to the door, and this policeman said, "I'm sorry." He said, "But you're going to have to evacuate." So she said, "What do you mean?" He said, "There's a bomb which had dropped at the set between this engineer, Shipham's engineering factory and the railway lines. It dropped and it hadn't gone off. It was an unexploded bomb, UXB as they called them. And it sunk right down into the clay and everything." He said, "There's a big, and it is a big bomb, a very big one." He said, "So we're having to clear the area." So my mother just panicked. She came in and grabbed all my breakfast and my sister's breakfast and banged it into the kitchen. "Come on, come on, get ready, get ready." And so we finished up at a woman that my mother knew, who lived in Wheeler Street, right on Anderby Road, which was quite a way away. So we had to stay with this Mrs. Harrison, you know, till we were able to get there. But the funny part about it was, my father, as I said, was in the Air Force, but on the balloons, and he was based at Stone Ferry on a balloon there, and he used to have a bike, and he used to bike home when he could, and he'd biked home because he'd heard about this, and so he biked, and we had my mother had this pet budgie, and so he came, and of course, Hawthorne Avenue was cordoned off then from one end to the other, and wardens, air raid wardens and police. And he biked up, so this policeman said, "You know, where are you from?" So he said, "Oh, I'm looking for my wife and family." He said, "Olsen Price Street," he said. And by then we had to give names and addresses where we'd gone to for identification purposes. So he said, "Oh, let's see your name then." Oh, I said, "Yes, they're in Wheeler Street." So off he came, so he came and he visited us in Mrs. Harrison's, got talking and all this. "Are you all right, Doris?" That was my mother's name. Yeah, I am now, I've calmed down, blah, blah, blah. So she said, "Oh, what about the bed?" She said, "You know, the budgie." He said, "No, lie, it's true." So he said, "Oh," he said, "yeah." He said, "It could be a week or so, a couple of, you know." He said, "Leave it to me, Doris." So he gets on it, got on his bike, rode back down to Hawthorne Avenue, stopped again by the police, and said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I live there," he said, "and I've got some Air Force documents I must get from the house." He said, "It's rather important, these Air Force documents." So the policeman said, "Be as quick as you can." So I said, "I will." So then he came back out on his bike with a birdcage, with a budgie in a birdcage. So the policeman said, "Oh, well, look after that. There's secret documents in there." You know, that's the true story, honest. Yeah.